You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
John 17:15, and we're going to look at verses 15 through 19. And this is Jesus praying for us. So he's in the garden. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's about to go to the cross. And he says this. He says, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they may also be sanctified by the truth." The truth is what sets us apart. The truth is what causes us to be different. And even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. Even though we're facing a situation where we need to be protected, we need to. Jesus already prayed for that. He already prayed for it, and we know that the Father always answered Jesus' prayers because Jesus always prayed according to the will of the Father. There wasn't a giant question mark, and there is not a giant question mark. You are delivered. Now, some people say, well, then why am I not experiencing the deliverance? Well, if I told you to take an airplane and come visit us, right? So I'm talking to you on the internet, right? And you live elsewhere. And I say, hey, come visit us here in Florida. I'll meet you at Palm Beach International Airport when your flight arrives. And you book a flight to go to Orlando, right? So you're flying in from wherever it is, and you know you're coming to paradise, and you're so excited because you're coming to Florida, and Florida's beautiful, 365 days a year minus hurricanes, and we are excited, right? And so I'm sitting here, and I'm in Palm Beach waiting to pick you up, and you're in Orlando. Well, I just don't understand. Why aren't you delivering me? I'm stuck in an airport. Well, you're only stuck in an airport because you're not where I told you to meet me, right? So if we want to experience the deliverance, we actually need to be where God said, here's the provision. You know, I remember Pastor Kurt taught us this so long ago, and he was teaching out of with Abraham. And Abraham, God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. And so Isaac is old enough to understand what a sacrifice is, to help carry the wood and supplies up the mountain. And Abraham quickly obeys and does exactly what God says. It says that they rose up early in the morning, and they went to the place, and they built the altar, and then ties Isaac up on it. And there had to have been a pattern of living before Isaac, where through Abraham, that Isaac was willing to be tied to an altar. Right? That Isaac had observed something in his father, that there was enough trust that he was willing to be tied to this altar. But then when the sacrifice is about to take place, God says, no, stop. Right? But see, what happened was before they ever went up the mountain, Isaac said to Abraham, "Dad, where's the offering?" And Abraham's response was, "The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. And as soon as he unties Isaac from the altar, there's a ram caught in the thicket. And there is a sacrifice, and they did have a sacrifice. But it was exactly where they were supposed to be. And they were there when they were supposed to be there. And they followed God's instructions so that when they arrived at the place where they were in need of something, it was there. It was provided. Deliverance arose when we are in the place where we're supposed to be. If Abraham had chosen a different mountain, we don't know that there'd have been a ram in the thicket, right? We know that when the prophet was being fed by ravens. So here we are, Brook Cherith, and ravens are showing up. Well, what if he decides to go over to Brook Shalom? Well, there's no ravens there. See, God's provision is where you're supposed to be, but sometimes we get so diverted by everything else that's going on around us that, oh, well, I can't go today. Why can't you go today? That's where your provision is. You can't get in the Word today. That's where your provision is. And yes, we're Bible thumpers. We believe in reading the Word, right? Because in the Word is where our deliverance comes from. It's where we get our instructions. It's where we get those the sign, hey, don't go that way. Right? There's construction on this road. I'm just warning you, if you go that way, you're going to end up detoured. It's going to take longer to get to your destination. I'm not saying you won't get to your destination. I'm saying it will take you longer to get to your destination. And I don't want you getting discouraged while you're on the road to your destination, because God has a purpose and a plan for your life. Amen? Psalm 5:12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. You'll often hear us when we pray for you. You'll hear us say that the Lord surrounds you as with a shield. The favor of God surrounds you as with a shield. And this is one of the scriptures that we take this from. The favor of God surrounds you as with a shield. So what does a shield do? A shield protects. Now, what does the favor of God do? Well, it does, but then it's also, there's usually, when there's something that's a favor, it's usually something that seems unusual, isn't it? It's not common when it's just when you have the favor of God, there's a difference, there's a sanctification there. You look different to other people. Well, and Pastor Kerr does this all the time. Well, if it's the last one, it's going to be mine. Right? And Rose says, I remember Pastor Kurt always said that. And so now Rose has that expectation. If it's the last one on the shelf, it will be there. Yesterday, I said to him, I sent him a text. I'm like, you know what? Believe God for me. There was this thing at the store. I didn't buy it because I didn't have space in my car for it. And I really want it. And he calls me, you want me to stop there? And I'm like, you would think after all these years would have that same confidence. And I'm like, I don't know if it's going to still be there because it was 2 days ago. Of course, he buys two instead of one because of course it's there because he has an expectation. When he gets there, it's going to be there, right? That's the favor of God. And you know, that may seem so trivial, but when we learn to apply it in the smaller things, we will learn to apply it in the bigger things. We will start to gain an expectation. But see, if you do not start to apply the Word of God in the small things, you know, Pastor Kurt, when he was teaching us about faith, right, how to walk by faith, how to believe God, he said, you know, don't start believing God in the middle of the storm. Start believing God for something that doesn't really matter that much in the broad scheme of things, right? That believe God for a pair of socks, that somebody will bless you with a pair of socks this week. And it sounds ridiculous, but when people started getting socks that week, it was like, wow, God's moving. Can you believe God for an extra $5 a week? Because if you can start to believe him for $5 a week, in the day that you need 500 or 5,000, you will be practiced 50,000. Listen, we're going for 500,000 soon because... You know, Pastor Kurt jokes all the time. When he first went into ministry, I wasn't around yet. Theoretically, I was born because you've been in ministry 28 years now. So we do the new math where my age is concerned. My parents were like, I know how old you are. And I'm like, it's the new math. It's the new math. So Pastor Kurt, when he went first into the ministry, everything was $50. everything. If they had to buy something, Pastor Kurt, it's $50. And he's like down on his knees, you know, Lord, please, I need $50 to come in for this, whatever. Now, we are relieved if something's $50 because everything is $5,000. Everything is $5,000. So, but see, what happens is your expectation and your ability to receive grows as you practice in the small things. And what happens is people try to put their hurricane shutters up when their storm is hitting instead of being prepared before the storm, right? And so we practice in the small things and we start to see and acknowledge when something is the favor of God, right? Amen. Yesterday, him bringing that home to me, that was the favor of God. Amen. Absolutely. And I'm grateful for a husband who, one, is practiced in the favor of God, right? And two, who has a heart for me, because that was awesome too. We need to practice. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services as well as our Sunday morning services are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious.